This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know that we've ever met Cole. Cole, he made some headlines, and actually made national headlines, because from Kansas City, representing Kansas City, he is a tech sales trainer, and he just won his first U.S. Air Guitar National title. It's a highly controversial title.
Our next guest is an operations manager, motivator, and public speaker who served as games manager at Worlds of Fun and currently works as the sales enablement manager with ChowNow, who was once voted as Kansas City's best boss by Pitch Weekly and has held speaking engagements for many companies and universities. But more importantly, he was recently crowned the 2024 United States Air Guitar Champion in Cleveland, Ohio, and will soon head to Finland to represent America in the Air Guitar World Championships. Please welcome the man known as Slappy Nuts, KC's own Cole Lindberg.
Oh, Slappy Nuts. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning, and let's get nuts, Johnny. I'm happy to be here.
I didn't know that air guitar contest brought up such emotion to the positive and to the negative. One guy texted in, he said, "What time is the interview with the air guitar guy? I need to change the station so I can listen to something else. Air guitar is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of." I, on the other hand, find it wildly amusing.
You know, it's crazy because some people just get very angry, like, hey, how can this guy go up there and pretend to play an air guitar? He's making fun of all of us real musicians. And what they don't realize is that a lot of air guitarists are also musicians. We just never could write good music or perform with our instruments very well. So we just perform with fake instruments.
So you believe
we're really good at that.
The anti-air guitar people most likely are failed musicians themselves. And therein lies the rub.
That either that, or maybe they just don't like to have fun.
There's always those people now. So you jump
here.
By the way, is this something you've done and trained for, or were you drunkenly got on a stage and won a championship?
You know, there's always a little bit of alcohol involved, but I started doing this in 2018. And so it's been a long time coming for me to finally win in Kansas City, because I won Kansas City in May. Then a couple weeks ago, I went to Cleveland, and I beat 21 other competitors from across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And now I will be representing the United States of America in Finland at the World Championships.
It is astounding. So by the way, who pays for you to go to Finland?
So luckily, I got a travel stipend from the actual U.S. Air Guitar organization, because U.S. Air Guitar has been doing this a little over 20 years now. So luckily, I got it paid for, but then again, I'm also like going to Finland. I'm going to be running around like crazy because there are over 5,000 people that attend this event in Finland.
And how many people will be competing once you walk up on that stage?
So I will be competing against champions from like Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Japan. I think they'll probably have like 15, 16 competitors, but it'll be people from all over the world. It's been described to me as like an Olympic Village of air guitarists.
Well, there's a documentary out that came out a few years ago. Yeah.
Air Guitar Nation. That's one, man. And I think a lot of people, that's where they really learned about it. That was the first year of U.S. air guitar. But, I mean, it's been going forever. And you know what? The U.S. is like a highly, you know, we are very competitive in this.
Well,
right?
That's what, like, I was going to ask you. Is there a nationality that, or a nation that normally wins? Is there anybody who's always gone for the gold?
So right now, the defending champion is from Japan. Oh. And Japan is like, you know, Japan, they got it going on. They got it going on. So, I mean, I'm going to be going up against the reigning world championess from Japan. She's from Japan. She's incredible.
So it's co-ed. Yeah. Everything's co-ed.
Yes. Now, everything's co-ed. Everybody has their own character. Everybody has their own little song they put together. And so me, you know, I'm just Slappy Nuts, man. I'm here to have a good time.
Do you think Slappy Nuts translates on the world stage?
You know... I think that there'll be a few people in the crowd going, Slappy Nuts, what is this?
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. I don't know. I'm just going to go have fun.
But you, as you, Cole Lindbergh, Kansas Cityan, though, but when you go national as the champion, it is by Slappy Nuts.
That is true, yeah. And, I mean, I can't wait to hear all of the – I mean, just as like when you guys introduced me, I cannot wait to hear. When I win this, mm-hmm. and all the world media is there, and, you know, you get those little news segments, like, the World Air Guitar Championships this weekend,
yes.
and it was won by Slappy Nuts.
That's right.
What I'm looking for.
Well, especially when they get to Mr. Nuts. Mr. Nuts.
My wife is going with me as well, and I was lucky enough to get her a backstage pass, and we put it down as Mrs. Nuts.
Now, do you get to choose your own, when you compete, you choose your own song, you choose your own everything?
So there's two rounds, right? In the first round, you make your own song. So, like, you could edit your own song. You could put together your own version of a song. Then, if you get past the first round, the second round is, like, compulsory. They play you a song. It's the first time you've ever heard it. And you have to make up a routine right there on the spot.
Now, you're saying the first time you've ever heard it. It's not a known song that you may have heard before. It's a completely original song?
So, when I won in Cleveland... I made it to the second round, and the song that they played in the second round was Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails.
Which, by the way, has no real good guitar in it.
That's right. But, you know, like, you're familiar with, like, the dude from, like, Frog Leap Studios and stuff like that. Like, there are
Leo
people that
Maracchioli.
Have gone and,
yeah, sure.
Yes. They go and make, like, these new versions with, like, solos and, like, heavy metal guitars. And so this was, like, an updated version of it. And they had cut the song up into all these weird little sections. So it was like there was a solo, and then there was the breakdown, and then it, like, ended. And so you're listening to it, and you're like, well, this is Head Like a Hole, but this isn't the version that I've heard before. So I had to stand off to the side, listen to it, and come up with the routine then right there on the spot after having heard it. And I did that, and I won, and now I'm the U.S. national champion.
Because that's right. Because the tricky thing, you could have fallen for it, Slappy Nuts, Cole. You could have fallen for, like, because the fake thing would be, because it doesn't have any obvious good guitar parts, to go air guitar to the vocals, which would be a complete and utter catastrophe.
Well, you know, there's some people that will do, like, a little lip sync along. Way, but at the end of the day, you're judged on three things, right? You're judged on technical merit. You got to look like you're playing a guitar. You're
right.
Judged on your stage presence, and then you're judged on the je ne sais quoi, if you will, the airness, if you will. Like, is it something that is elevating to much more than just the dude playing air guitar? And then it's the old figure skating judging, right? Because it's 4.0 to 6.0, so you want to get 666 to be the champion.
Dude, I do love the fact that this pisses people off. Some people see it like I do. Like, I'm like, that's just goddamn ridiculous, which is fun. My favorite thing is weird. But you have a wife who's supporting you. You're flying to Finland. And by the way, it's not coming out of your pocket, right? Or it is?
No, it's not coming out of my pocket.
Dude, you're being paid to go to Finland. You have sponsorship. You've already become a national champion. You may be a part of another documentary. You're representing the United States. It's as equally as entertaining as the Olympics, I say.
Well, and I'm representing Kansas City, Johnny. Like, this is another big thing here. Like, Kansas City is the city of champions. And we
right.
got, you know, we got the Air Guitar Championship now. I mean, I'm just going to have to go on tour,
World Series.
Just around the world. Exactly correct.
For really, man. World Series, you know, you were the Patrick Mahomes of air guitar. I mean, that's what people are saying now, Slappy.
You know what? I put it right up there on the pedestal. Patrick Mahomes, Slappy Nuts.
That's
together
right.
forever.
Right.
Incredible.
Oh my God. If I was you, in Cleveland, when you were crowned the national champion, I mean, that moment had to have been huge.
It was huge because, I mean, I've been doing this for a while, and, like, you know, I was always, every time that I performed, I always put together a song, like, I was always playing AC/DC, you know, I was always, like, very angry and stuff, and this year I just went, I was like, I'm here to have a good time, and I was going up against, like, other national champions, I was going up against people who have been doing this a long time, but it is a very, like, let me put it this way, the people that participate in air guitar competitions are some of the nicest, most kind, most wonderful weirdos you have ever met. Because we're all getting up there and doing something completely silly. And so, like, when I won, it was just this whole, like, excitement, the overjoyed, and then the whole night ends where everybody gets on stage and we all play Freebird together. And it was incredible.
That's so ridiculous, man. That's so fantastic. I wish there was one overly serious, though, like, bad guy in the group. Like, one guy who takes it way too seriously, sucks all the fun out of the room, but he's on his own. Like, there's only one of him, so it makes it even better. Like, I really want there to be one guy who, like, his whole life was to win this. His whole life is to find a way to sabotage someone else's air guitar contest. You know, like straight, you know, a Christopher Guest movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there are definitely some air guitars that they get very seriously. They get in the zone. Like, I was hanging out backstage in Cleveland, and there were about 5-6 air guitars that all have, like, their earphones in, and they're walking around moving their fingers and practicing their strumming. Like, warming, they're getting up in the zone.
Yep.
And I'm just sitting there drinking a beer, hanging out, you know. So, like, there is a levels to it. But then when people get on the stage and, you know, their name gets introduced, like, there are some folks that just get locked in, man. They get locked in, and you've never – it's interesting because when you're watching somebody play an air guitar, there's a couple ways to look at it. The first way is, wow, it really does look like they're playing an air guitar, or, oh, is this person having a spasm? Are they okay?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? And it's all in good fun.
Sure it is. And it's ridiculous, and it hurts nobody. And the weirder, the better, like, for real. Like, that's
for
as
sure.
good as it gets. Listen, so did you turn to your wife that night after winning in Cleveland? You won Kansas City, then you fly to Cleveland, you compete on a national level to become the American, the United States air guitar champion. Did you turn to her in that hotel room and go, have you ever dreamed of effing a national air guitar champion? Like, that's the moment. You think about what this means to her. Like, think about all the bragging rights she has to her girlfriends now.
Well, you know, let me put it this way, Johnny. When I won the championship, I got a championship title belt.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that if you win the championship the first night with the title belt, you have to go to bed naked wearing the title belt.
Of course you do.
So it was just, you know, looked over at her and I was like, this is happening. This is real.
That's right.
The rest is history.
That's right. That's right, man. Respect the title.
That's right.
That's right. Listen, you got to represent us. You're representing not just the United States, but Kansas City. Like you said, in Finland, the end of this month, you fly to Finland. You've never been to Finland?
I've never been to Finland. I hear it's wonderful. I hear it's crazy, and I'm excited.
And you get, if you were to win the Air Guitar World Championship, you would get yet another title belt and a rare Finnish guitar.
That is correct. You know, they award an actual guitar to the people who win the air guitar competition. It makes a lot of sense.
It's perfect. Perfect in every way.
Right. Every way.
I hope you do well. I hope you win, above all, Slappy Nuts. By the way, where did Slappy Nuts come from? Is that a childhood name?
Let's just say it came to me in a dream.
Have you picked out your outfit for Finland?
Oh, outfit's ready to go. I'm packed. I'm ready to go. Let's go, baby. Let's go win this thing.
All right. Listen, congratulations. Represent Kansas City. We're all pulling for you. I appreciate you. All right, Simon. Hey, for real, Cole, have a great time, man. You're living the way you should. Take care of yourself. Hold on. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.